This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Lava from a volcanic eruption reached the airport of Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's main city of Goma Sunday, as thousands evacuated. Goma residents grabbed mattresses and other belongings as they recalled the last eruption that occurred in 2002. That killed 250 people and left 120,000 homeless. It is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and its red glow painted the nighttime sky above the lakeside city of about 2 million as some fled east toward the frontier with neighboring Rwanda, while others escaped to the west. A volcano expert said that new fractures opened, allowing the lava to flow southward toward Goma after initially flowing east toward Rwanda. He says it appears the lava is headed up toward the city center, but it is difficult to forecast. Power has been out across much of the area. Myanmar's Teachers Federation says more than 125,000 school teachers have been suspended by military authorities for joining a civil disobedience movement to oppose a nearly four-month and still ongoing military coup. Suspensions have come days before the start of a new school year, which some teachers and parents are boycotting as part of the campaign to paralyze the country since the coup cut short a decade of democratic reforms. It sidelines more than a quarter of all teachers, as Myanmar had 430,000 teachers based on 2019 data. The disruption at schools echoes that in the health sector and across government and private businesses since the Southeast Asian country was plunged into chaos by the coup and the arrest of the elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is